All right, welcome back to another episode of a New American Town podcast. My name is Aaron Mullins. I am the Marketing and Communications Director for Visit Bentonville. I am excited today because I am sitting across the table, 6 feet apart, from my good friend Emily from The Momentary. And Emily, why don't you quickly introduce yourself and tell folks what you do at The Momentary.
Yeah, thanks, Aaron, for having me here today to talk more about The Momentary. I am the communications manager there at The Momentary. My name's Emily Newman, and so I help with anything you can think of with communications, from our public relations to marketing to creative. I help that team out and work really closely with Momentary, as well as our team at Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art.
That's awesome. You guys are doing such amazing work, and there's always so much to talk about. I don't know if we'll have time to get to all of it today, but before we do, I'm just thinking there's probably a lot of people that are listening to this that have maybe never visited The Momentary or aren't really aware of what The Momentary is all about. So can you share a little bit of the story, sort of where it came from and what The Momentary is all about?
Yeah, The Momentary, we're a new contemporary art space in downtown over near 8th Street Market, not too far from here. And we are a space for visual, performing, and culinary arts. And so we are a satellite to Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art, about a 1.5 mile south of the museum. And so we focus primarily on contemporary art, hence why we're a contemporary art space. And we have a mission to champion contemporary art's role in everyday life and explore the unfolding story of contemporary American art in an international context. So we actively commission and exhibit works that explore new ideas and inspire action. So an easy way to think of it is think of our name, The Momentary. So anything of the moment, those stories, those artworks, those moments. It's probably the easiest way to think of it.
Yeah, no, that's a great way to describe it, because it definitely, everything that you're doing at The Momentary just directly connects with something that's happening around the world or in society today. And so it just brings a whole other level of engagement, which I really love. And speaking of which, you have a new exhibition right now, Sarah Kane in Nature, I believe it's called.
Yes, that's correct. It is on view now through May 30th, and it's a site-specific exhibition by Los Angeles-based artist Sarah Kane, and it features 10 colorful installations, including abstract works on canvas, functional floor paintings, sculpture, a repurposed dresser, and a stained glass window. And the theme of the exhibition comes from the artist's formal observations of nature and the search of new possibilities during this worldwide moment of sheltering in place and limited mobility, which is crazy to think about, because it actually, the whole process of creating this exhibition started before The Momentary even opened, which we did open just a little over a year ago on February 22nd, 2020. And that was 3 weeks before we all sheltered in place.
Wow, yeah.
So it's crazy to think that she started this process of connecting with nature and thinking about our all these possibilities. And so a lot of it happened before we opened and then kind of continued and during this moment. And then we were able to put it on view this year, just a couple weeks ago.
That's great. And I know that's already just getting a great reception from folks. And there's another exhibition that you, and I believe it's available now, called Ash in the Trade Winds.
Yes, it is. It's open now through June 13th, and that's another solo exhibition by a Syrian American artist. Her name is Diana Al Hadid, and it features 10 works from her, all created between 2018 and 2021. So a lot of these works are going to be shown for the first time. And the works include wall panels, drawings, sculptures that highlights Diana's unique and gravity-defying process of dripping, layering, and melding classical and contemporary materials into decaying forms, which is when you see these works in person, it's kind of amazing just all the different layers and how sturdy they are, but also how delicate they look. And there's different layers in there of history, literature, and architecture.
Wow, that sounds really cool. Sounds really cool. And that's probably getting a great reception from folks as well.
It is. It's in our probably one of our larger gallery areas. We have about 23,000 square feet of gallery space inside our building. And it takes over gallery two, which you kind of turn this, for those who haven't been in this building, this might be hard to picture, but when you walk in, there's almost this moment within our like tower area where you turn the corner and it's kind of this wow moment, we like to call it. And so it's in that gallery where you kind of turn the corner. You don't see it when you first come in, but you turn that corner and it's just amazing to see her work, including this really large one called Gradiva, which is inspired by the story of Gradiva with a fictionist female character from Willem Jensen's novella. And so kind of takes you down that historical story, which is, I think, again, another layer to it.
Absolutely. And I of course, know exactly what area you're talking about because I've been to the Momentary several times. But for folks that are listening for the first time and may not know, so the Momentary, we'll just stop for a second. The Momentary is actually a former cheese factory. It's got a very industrial feel to it. This is unlike any other museum it's not even a museum, but it's unlike any other experience you've probably ever had before, which it's just something else that makes it extremely unique.
Yeah. I think you hit on two things. One, not technically a museum. We are not a collecting institute. So we're, a contemporary art, like an art space instead of a museum. It's, you know, the technicality there, but it's an important one. And that's how we're able to bring several different exhibitions and new works throughout our space and all year long. Mm-hmm. And then the other part is we used to be a cheese factory.
Yeah.
How many places can say that? and so it's about 63,000 square feet, a cheese plant. And so there's a lot of the original pipes, about 20% of the original pipes. And we have the original floors and paint colors on the wall. And it's called an adapted reuse project when you do something like this. And so we only kept or took away what was absolutely necessary to bring it to this next phase of life. Hmm. So it was a decommissioned cheese factory. And then we were turning it into this. And we wanted to very much just keep anything we could of the original building, just to continue telling that story of its history.
Yeah, no, that totally makes sense. And that's one of the cool things about it as well. I mean, the building itself is part of kind of the experience. And there's just so much about the building that you sort of find and engage with as you're going through the Momentary as well, that I just love. And so you have another exhibition, I believe, that's available now.
Yes.
And as a former, well, not as a former, but growing up as a preacher's son, I was interested in this one. So it's called it's from Derek Adams, and it's called Sanctuary?
Yes, it is. And this one's on view through June 6th. So we have three exhibitions on view right now. And so this third one actually takes inspiration from the Negro Motorist Green Book, which we know today as the Green Book. And with this, he reimagines safe destinations for Black American traveler through this exhibition through mixed media collage and sculptures.
And there's some stained glass windows, I believe, or at least a stained glass window.
Yeah, so the stained glass window is actually a part of the Sarah Kane in Nature exhibition.
Oh, I got that confused. Okay.
Derek Adams' Sanctuary has the mixed media collages on the wall. And then in one of the other gallery rooms, it has this work titled "Keep Your Head Down and Your Eyes Open," which resembles a highway that's populated with driving caps on wheels, and that represents travelers and cars. And Derek Adams, he really kind of wants to explore that the importance and almost a political act of being able to have the freedom to go wherever you want. So that's where it kind of gets here with exploring that for the Black Americans.
That's cool. That's cool. Yeah. I love that. So let's do a quick rundown for folks, because the Momentary is free, but there are ticketed events. I think there's a ticketed event now called A Thousand Ways. Is that correct?
Yes. So general admission to the Momentary is free. And, you know, that includes at times coming to see our exhibitions, like the three we just mentioned. They're all free to view. Our outdoor installations are free to view, and it's free to just come and hang out with us anytime people want to. And then there's many, at times there'll be events and performances, which might be free at times too, but there might be a cost to them. It just depends on what the performance is, or, you know, concerts when we're able to have them again. And this, the one you just mentioned, A Thousand Ways, that one is a virtual performance that we're bringing with the acclaimed theater company called 600 Highwaymen. And it's actually a three-part performance. And it kind of explores communion, distance, and reconnection, which I think, again, ties to what everyone's searching for right now.
Right.
And so right now, though, we're in part one, which is called A Phone Call. And people can join us for that through April 3rd online. And it's a simple phone call. So you would call this number. You and someone you don't even know will get on and follow a carefully crafted set of directives. And over the course of the phone call, which lasts about an hour at most, you almost, a portrait of one another emerges through these moments and these, the simple sounds of hearing one another and talking through those prompts together. It's really transformative, and definitely recommend it to anyone who can join us. And if you're listening after April 3rd, don't fear, there's part two and three coming later in 2021.
Oh, that's great. That's great. We'll have to definitely be on the lookout for that. Well, I've seen a lot of, I've seen some social media on this, and then I've read about it a little bit, but I've got to ask.
Okay.
You now have a huge owl, I think, on the outside of the building.
We do.
Right? What is that all about?
Yeah. So we have our 70-foot tower, which has this gorgeous glass glass on it with a design by artist Eddie Roanhorse. And at night, you've probably also seen it lit up in different colors as well.
Yeah.
Well, we started a new project where nightly from sunset to midnight on the tower, we'll be showing different video works. And so before this owl, we had a work called Drive-By Remix by Nick Cave. And then right now through April 11th, we have, it's called Cool Snowy Owl. It's by artist Robert Wilson. And again, it's shown from sunset to midnight, so anyone can come out, check it out, grab a drink, watch it. It does move, does make sound. It's a really good work to see. And then after this one leaves, we'll have a new work by Jeffrey Gibson called She Never Dances Alone.
Oh, that's cool.
On the tower. So it'll continue changing throughout the year with different video works.
That's fantastic. Just the way, just the different ways you can enjoy the Momentary, both indoors and outdoors, I just love. And we should probably call out, you know, Onyx Coffee is at the Momentary as well, and has a really cool setup, which people love. And then there's the Tower Bar, which I believe is now open.
Yeah, it's open to the public after 5 p.m. Tuesday through Saturday. Great view of downtown. You can see the water tower from there. I think it's technically still the highest point in downtown.
That's fantastic. I love it up there. It's just great.
Yeah.
And then is the Road Bar open?
It is. So outdoors, kind of near the main entrance, it's next to the Arvis Bank Courtyard. There is the Road Bar, which has different craft cocktails and drinks, and they even have some kid-friendly drink options as well. And then across from it, we actually have a new culinary outlet called the Momentary Food Truck that has a really great menu. Right now, they have different Japanese skewers and fries, and you can get s'more over there. You can get hot chocolate at the Road Bar and just enjoy your evening. Or you can even, we brought the bocce ball lane back.
Oh, nice.
And that's under our, we have that gorgeous 70-foot long work by Tavares Strachan, the You Belong Here sign.
Yeah.
And so the bocce ball court sits right under there, so you can play a game, you can get a drink at the road bar and just enjoy. And you can even, you can, we have seats in that area and like fire pits, so people can enjoy that and enjoy the video. Or you can even go out to the Momentary Green. We have a gorgeous green space out there where we'll eventually be able to have festivals and concerts, and people can have picnics out there and just enjoy being in nature.
That's exactly right. And it's such a, it's such a great space on its own. And then how it sits right next to the 8th Street Market, which has a lot of other food options and shopping options. And a bike rack brewery is there as well, which is a popular spot, especially for all those thirsty folks coming off the trails here in the mountain bike capital of the world. But, you know, I just, one of the other things we've done real purposefully here in the city, which I think is just great, and the Momentary is really an example of it, is the connectivity. So it's easy to get from the downtown square or really anywhere in the city, right out to the Momentary. And then you guys just do such a great job of utilizing all the space. So you just feel like there's something to do and see inside and outside just as soon as you get there.
Yeah. And the way we're positioned, like you said, we're right off the Razorback Greenway. So you can come easily from downtown, from 8th Street Market by bike or foot, or we do have parking available too for those who drive. But no matter how you come, you kind of get the sense that we're very much part of the neighborhood. And that was intentional with us too. We didn't want to be this, you know, monument on the perched up or anything like that. We wanted to be part of our neighborhood, part of our community. And we've been very fortunate that we've had such a great community that's welcomed us and opened doors in this past year and a half and taken advantage of the space and offerings that we've been able to bring the community.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, what else can we expect the rest of this year? Anything we should, folks should be on the lookout for?
Everything. like you mentioned, it's always, there's always something happening at the Momentary, right, whether it's on site or online. There's always something to do. And I think for the most up-to-date information, I recommend people staying connected with us through our website, themomentary.org. Following us on Instagram at the Momentary, or even signing up. We have a weekly newsletter that sends you out of all, sends out everything that you can do with us that week. But to kind of give some highlights, I think the warm weather, we have some great weather heading our way here in Bentonville. Definitely, I would recommend taking advantage of that and what we just talked about, hanging out on the grounds.
Oh,
and
yeah.
We even have, we'll be starting here soon with this nice weather, some outdoor yoga and mindfulness classes on the green. We actually have one coming up April 11th. We'll be doing that and hopefully safely be able to bring back some outdoor concerts or performances outside with restrictions and vaccines coming out. So that's definitely something we're looking forward to.
Great.
And then we actually have, we just announced, we have a new work by Abigail DeVille called Light of Freedom going on view March 25th through September 26th outdoors. It's a 13-foot tall reference to the Statue of Liberty torch. It's encased in scaffolding and filled with found objects. So that will be a really cool new artwork to see outdoors. And then we actually, this summer, we announced three more solo exhibitions. So we'll have shows by Colleen Smith, Kenny Rivero, and Garrett Bradley.
Wow.
And then we have festivals in the fall that we're hoping to be able to still bring too.
Well,
so, always something.
Emily, what I'm hearing, I usually encourage people to plan a trip, but from what I'm hearing, people need to plan two or three trips now to come back to Bentonville, because there's going to be, there's so much to see and do. And just at the Momentary alone, there's going to be a lot to see and do for the rest of 2021. So this is very exciting.
Yeah, we're really excited. We're really feeling hopeful and that we'll be able to bring even more on site for people safely to do so. And when they visit us here in Bentonville, and then we continue to do online offerings too. So even if you're unable to make it out to Bentonville here in the next couple months, you can stay connected with us online for sure.
That's great. That's great. Well, thank you for taking the time to do this.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's always nice to share everything that we're doing here in Bentonville.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And for all you folks out there listening, make sure you get on the calendar today, plan your trip. You can go to visitbentonville.com. We can help you with all the necessary arrangements, from lodging, travel options, to the food options we have here in the community, along with all the other attractions that we have, plus the trail and outdoor offerings that we have in our city. And whatever you do, make sure that you get over to the Momentary as soon as possible to check out these exhibitions and just really take in everything that they have to offer. And you can follow us, Visit Bentonville, on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, our YouTube page, where you'll be able to find both this podcast and a lot of other great offerings that we have as well. So, Emily, thank you again. And we want to thank everybody for listening. This is Aaron with the New American Town Podcast. We will see you next time.